up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang segue, this your boy N-O-R-E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN?
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Can I take
an
extra
Prince
fucking
is
with him?
I heard, like, Prince is really nice and ball.
Yeah, Prince's, but even on some, like, Prince.
I heard you got a Prince story.
I got several Prince stories.
Come on, man. Come on, man. God damn it, come on. Hold on, let me get the horn.
I got.
We got summons Prince right here.
All right, hold on. We gotta set this up. All right, so hold on, time out. Topic Kweli from
Did
Brooklyn.
Did we just switch it up?
Yeah, we always switch it up.
Drink Champs is horrible, man.
It's horrible. But look, this is my. I'm not cutting off. I haven't cut him off yet.
No, you just.
No, but I see he's storing
it. I swear, because you know, you from Brooklyn.
Yes.
You had
Flatbush all day.
You had 1,500 jobs before you were 16.
1,500 jobs.
Choose one.
You become an MC. Prince, I don't give a fuck if you're a killer. I don't give a fuck if you're a backpacker. Fuck if you always. Prince is God to all of us.
As far as making music and art.
Music
and culture.
And creativity.
Yes, that's right.
Culture.
And he's just fine as broads.
Yep. And your first time. Mean Prince.
All right, first of all, shout out to DJ EQ, my wife, DJ EQ.
I like how you big up your wife. God damn it. High five.
That's real.
High five. Real shit. Let's make some noise for that.
Yeah.
I met her in LA, right?
Yeah, she did.
In the stretch Armstrong.
Yeah, she was there.
All right. Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Continue.
She's a world class famous DJ, and Prince got to liking her DJ skills.
Mm.
She became a
DJ. You let your wife work with Prince? This is not starting out good. This is not starting out good.
Man.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a jealous guy. Prince, Prince, you got to get the fuck away. My wife is not doing your makeup, nigga.
Out,
I'm sorry. He's not doing your makeup, nigga. Hold on, Prince. I'm sorry.
But no, she was DJing his parties, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And by this time when I met Prince, the first time I met Prince was at maybe House of Blues, L.A.
Mm.
She was DJing.
Did he float?
No, he didn't levitate or float.
He didn't levitate.
Okay. He had a segue.
He had a segue back then.
No.
Prince knew his hip hop when I first met him. You know what I'm saying? Like he knew, but he knew certain type of hip hop. He knew like Common. He liked Common and Will I Am. You know what I'm saying? He liked certain types.
He was into something.
He liked hip hop, but he liked hip hop that was a little bit more like organic.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Like he liked like Lauryn Hill and you know like Common. Like he really liked Common a lot. You know, like he's a Common fan.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? And Common is one of my favorite MCs.
Did Common work with him at all?
I don't know if Common might have worked with Prince. You know what I'm saying? But he liked Erykah Badu a lot. You know what I'm saying? Like Prince, I met him.
Like eccentric shit.
Yeah, I guess, yeah. So when I met him, he said, I like that. He said, like, I like that one song you got, Hot Thing. You know what I'm saying? I have sold Will I Am, Hot Thing. Will I Am is on the hook.
Of course.
And he liked Will I Am and Black Eyed Peas and all that type of shit. I started just hanging out, doing parties. You know, my wife would do parties. Prince would show up at the parties. He would just show up.
Hold on. How does this happen? Does Prince, the smoke come in when he walks in?
Listen, basketball.
I'm serious.
Prince would walk in the party.
I'm thinking of the Dave Chappelle shit.
Yeah, he'd walk in the party. You know, I went to a party once in L.A. What's that club that's across the street from the Beverly Center?
The club that's across the street from the Beverly Center.
That's the name of it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Prince walked in. The club ended, and Prince kept a bunch of us in the club. And
at gunpoint.
No, not at gunpoint. But he's Prince. He just gave the look.
Almost gunpoint.
And everybody stayed.
High point.
He pulled out a little Bible.
Prince bring a Bible to the club?
He's a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, hella religious.
Wait, and Jehovah's Witness, they get down like that? They bring Bibles to the club?
And he started having Bible study at the club.
He don't drink. He don't.
At 3 in the morning.
Was niggas drinking?
There was no niggas there.
Right.
It was only women. And me. Because my wife was his DJ. So I was the only nigga. And there was one other dude who was a boyfriend of one of the other girls. So it was Prince and me and this other dude. All
right, don't pass it. This is other niggas. Pass it back to me when
I got
you finish. All right, go ahead.
I got you. And this other dude, Prince, was caught in the Bible. He was caught in the Bible. And this other dude tried to say something smart.
And now this other dude he's not with Prince.
No.
Okay.
He just happened to be there. He tried to say something, and Prince, I'll never forget this, Prince said, listen, I know you think that you're saying something to add on to the conversation, but you really, you know what I'm saying? From what you're saying, I could tell you don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So how about you just not participate in the conversation.
Was Prince about to whip a nigga ass?
You know what I'm saying?
But I'm asking you, was he?
He politely told him, "You don't know the fuck you talking about."
Did Prince have on heels?
No, he did not.
He's a gangster.
He did not. I've been to several clubs with Prince.
Prince had Chuck Taylor.
Yeah, let's keep going with the Prince stories. I went to a club.
Remember, have you ever been to Zini? LA?
I know.
LA, they used to have the party called Zini. That used to happen.
I had Big Zini before. But yeah.
Big Zini, man.
Zini.
My bad.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah. The clubs in LA closed.
All right. Yes, that's a fact.
And then this dude used to have this party called Zini. We rented a warehouse. He used to rent the Muppet Studios, Jim Henson. Right?
And I need to know these type of people, right. Talib.
Come on, party with me.
I'm bad. I know.
He's hanging out with Big Bird.
Yeah. Big Bird. I was with Ernie and Bart and Bert and shit. You know what I'm saying? But he used to have these parties, but they used to bring the alcohol. And they used to set up stages and have go-go dances. And all the celebrities used to go, and all the basketball players, and you know what I'm saying? Like that type of party.
Illuminati shit.
It was Illuminati shit.
He's definitely Illuminati. I was with Talib in LA.
Prince called my wife, and he said, "Where the party?" Yet. And we said, "We have Zini." Yeah, he said, "I'm coming."
And this nigga just rolled up.
So I had the privilege of telling the promoter, I said, "Listen, I'm bringing Prince."
I got a Justin Bieber story when you finish.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bringing Prince.
How the hell is Justin Bieber and Prince going together?
Because Justin Bieber said that, what? Prince ain't the only nigga around, nigga. Remember this?
No, I did. I don't remember this.
We're gonna get into that later.
Let's finish this. Because my fans hate when they cut us off. They be like, "Let your fingers finish the story."
So Prince came in the club, right? And the girl was dancing, and he said, "This party's great, but why is she up there dancing with no clothes on?" Like she had clothes on. She, you know, things covered. But he said, "Why is she? It don't need to be that, you know, because this is Jehovah's Witness Prince."
Right,
you know?
Right.
All right. This is not the Last Dragon Prince. Because
this
remember,
is not like
the Purple Rain Prince. Not the Purple Rain Prince.
What was the chick from like Last Dragon?
Lake Minnetonka Prince. Vanity.
Prince used Vanity. To be right. Buck yeah. Wild back in the days. Mm-hmm. In the '80s, he was out of control. Mm.
So I said, "Listen," he asked me to introduce him to the party promoter. I introduced him, and he said, he explained to me. He said, "Listen, these girls, they bring business. People buy drinks." Prince said, "Let me talk to her."
What?
He tried to convert her.
Let me talk to her.
I need to hear this.
You know what I'm saying? The girl, he talked to the girl. The girl didn't know who Prince was.
Shame
She's
on
a young
her.
Chick. Young chick dancing in the club. She might have heard the name Prince, but she didn't know.
She's going to die tonight.
This is a long time ago. I'm telling
like
an old story.
Story.
This is an old story.
He bites her, she turns, and that's what happened.
He said, "How much are they paying you to dance with your clothes off?" Uh-huh. She said the number. He said, "I'll pay you double to get down off that stage. Go home.
Let's make some noise of a Prince being a trick." That's what's up. Reverse pimping right there.
Pimpin'. He said, "Go home, put your clothes on."
Prince invented reverse pimping.
That's weird.
She said, "I'll take your money tonight, but what am I going to do tomorrow night?" That's what this girl said to Prince.
I want to hear his response. What was his response, darling?
He said, "I don't have no control over that."
That's real pimping. That's pimping right there. That is pimping right there.
Bitch, we're figuring it out.
Tomorrow you're on your own, motherfucker. Okay,
I'm not gonna quote him verbatim. You know what I'm saying? Besides that one line, he did say that verbatim. Right. But beyond that, he basically explained to her. He was like, "Listen, I'm giving you an opportunity to make a different decision in your life." You know what I'm saying? And I watched him explain to this girl and talk to this girl, and I knew from the way that she was talking to him that she didn't understand the legacy. She didn't understand. She was just like, "Okay, yeah."
Prince
whatever.
Had an album come up with like three bitches. Butt naked on top of him.
I'll cut everybody off of here.
I'll give it a real. Dame, we love you.
Dame, man, thank you for coming in Drink Champs. You're never invited back again.
You're never invited back.
No, I'm still standing here. I'm good, man. I'm good.
I don't want to.
And he's just pretending. That's how we get down right here. He's pretending. He's acting bold. Okay.
You want to take a shot?
I'll take a shot. Let's go.
Take a shot.
Drink champs.
Nah.
I'm good. I'll take a shot.
You gotta get
David
bent now.
Yo, we're going to drink each other under the table. Let's do it.
You gotta hold
it. I'm here. I'm good. I keep saying it.
Quit, Emo.
movie a long time ago. Keep it 100. I don't know why I'm in this.
I'm Cuban. I'll drink, motherfucker. I'm Cuban.
I'm being quick.
So you done?
No, you I'm gonna drink that shit. I mean. Damn, relax. I got to. You on my show, nigga. I'm real. Relax.
But look at the drink you pour, man. That ain't even a normal shot, homie.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go.
I'm gonna complain.
This nigga super used to this.
I never seen niggas say I don't want enough liquor. You want more?
Alright, go on, bro.
Fresh shit.
Oh, he drinking the dust go. He's going in.
I don't know. What the fuck?
Yo, you found this out, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not gonna let you look at me like you not found him out, man.
Take your shirt off.
What you talking
go
about?
On,
cheers, cheers, cheers. Cheers.
Big.
What did he say?
Let's go.
Cheers.
Cheers. Come on. All right.
Man. I don't know why I'm drinking this fucking foul shit with you.
Yeah. Huh? Come on, cheers. Yeah. Goddamn, make it.
I got a Cheerio.
Yeah, it's a Cheerio on me, too.
Come on. Drink that, dog. Don't do that.
I got a headache for you.
Nah, this ain't gonna get Dusko. Don't give you no headache.
It's good.
Let's go, Bobbington.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to go in too.
Damn.
That's my nigga, right?
Let's go, Bobbington. Listen, how much pussy did you get there in doggy style? Let's just keep it real. Even if you ain't fucked the pussy, you just got the pussy and you send it off to the other people. Come on, Snoop. Talk about that pussy, goddammit.
Doggy style album. Mm-hmm. You know
the,
what?
The pussy that came.
You know what?
Pussy and doggy style. Goddammit. Come on, Snoop. Don't dodge this question.
I'm going to say, you know what? When it came the most, and you probably going to, you ain't going to believe me, but I'm going to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
It came the most when Tupac got on Death Row Records. Because I had another nigga that was a player just like me that knew how to play.
Because he was knocking these other niggas' bitches.
Exactly.
This he was feeling more slim before he even was
this nigga. This nigga Pac knocked one of my main bitches, man.
Go ahead, talk about that.
Look at me.
When did it start? So you had your main bitch.
Yeah, no, she wasn't my main bitch, but she was
a little bit in your head. She was a
movie star bitch, right? She's a movie star bitch. We won't say her name because we're going to protect the innocent.
Yeah, let's do that. Right.
Let's do that.
Protect the innocent, goddammit.
She's a movie star bitch, right? Pac is on death row now.
Uh-huh.
He out.
Yep.
So the bitch is in hoopla because everybody wants to meet my nigga. You understand me? And you know I ain't no motherfucking hater. I don't know how to block. I get out the way. So the bitch like, you understand me? I would love to meet Tupac if that's all right with you. I'm like, bitch, it's going to always be all right
and
with
now,
me.
Now, what state were you in?
We was in L.A.
Okay, continue.
This is where all the stars is at.
All the stars.
So now, one night,
yes,
I'm in the club,
mm-hmm,
and the bitch is there, mm-hmm, and Pac see the bitch. He like, man, I want to meet that bitch, man. I say, hey, man. And
that's exactly how he described her, the bitch.
That's my bitch,
let's
man.
Let's continue.
I'll kindly introduce you to her.
Okay. Yes?
I walks over to him, right, and say, bitch, this is Tupac. Tupac, meet the bitch. So, you know, after he meets the bitch, you know, I walks off. Because, you know, it ain't my job to stand there and see if they going to talk and hug and kiss or whatnot, take a picture. I walks off like a real player.
Uh-huh.
I guess they exchange numbers. I don't know. So, you understand me? A few weeks later, I'm trying to, you know, slide by and go see her because, you know, she's a side piece to me.
Right.
So I'm trying to go see her on the late night like I normally do, you know, leave that back door open. And I'm like, what's happening? I'm finna slide through. You know what I'm saying? Leave that back door open. And the bitch hit me with, I don't think Pac would like that.
And this girl was Madonna, for the record, right? For the record, this girl we talk about is Madonna. Let's make some noise.
No, but for real, that's what the bitch said.
And for real, was that Madonna?
No, that wasn't Madonna. Hey, that wasn't Madonna. Now look, the nigga, look. Yeah, this is fucking crazy. You don't think I'm making this shit up?
No, we don't.
Nigga, I'm doing Saturday Night Live in New York. Nigga, it's documented. Nigga, when I had that Tommy Hilfiger shirt on, the red, white, and blue one, blew the motherfucker up. The shirt sold like a motherfucker, right? So the nigga Pac come and see me. He in New York. He bring me some weed. And he come backstage with the bitch, Madonna.
With Madonna. Oh, we got a Madonna story.
With Madonna, for real.
I'm about to feel like I can tell you.
Was he cocking Madonna?
Man, he brought the bitch to Saturday Night Live.
So he's cocking.
He was knocking the bitch, yeah, man, because he brought me some bud, man. And he had the bitch on his arm, man. And he wasn't even like flossing the bitch. He had her right here.
Damn, Madonna had this way. Tupac and Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah.
The other way around. Tupac had Madonna, man.
God damn.
Yo, Snoop.
Like, I remember we did a show in Syracuse, man. This is how you know Hov a real nigga. We did a show in Syracuse. I'm 14, can't even drive, nothing, no license.
I still can't drive.
Nothing, man. Right? So, you know, it's a couple niggas in the car, forgot who was with us. So, Jay, he pull over to the gas station like, yo, somebody get out and pump the gas. Nobody wanted to get out and pump the gas because it's freezing, man. It's snowing. We in Syracuse. It's snowing like a motherfucker. So Hov like, all right, I'm going to pump the gas. He pumps the gas. Nigga goes in the trunk, though. Don't tell nobody nothing. Comes out the trunk with his big-ass coat on. Jumps in the car and do 200 on the highway with the windows down. Y'all niggas don't want to pump gas? My niggas.
Nah, man, yo, Bleak, man. I really appreciate this.
But I never met
you. Yo, I smoked with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, yeah, Snipes.
I smoked with Wesley Snipes.
That's loud.
Then
yeah.
The next day, he was like, yo, come with me to a karate competition. I was like, all right, cool. And I can't, you know, I don't give a fuck about no fucking karate. So I was in the joint. He was like, you know, that's just, I was like, yeah. The nigga was Wesley Snipes at the moment. I'm like, I hate karate. Like, I shoot people. Like, the fuck am I watching a karate class for? But I was there. I did her shit. It was like a karate Olympics. I'm sitting there acting like I like it.
Stupid.
And we went to Club Cheetahs, and he had so many Asian bitches with him. Big up to Wesley Snipes. We're looking for you.
Snipes.
We were like Wesley Snipes to
be
first
crazy.
Actor on the drink champs. I know I'm following you on Twitter. I know you're following me. I never hit you on there, but that night we hung out is classic. And I also heard a night where Nas hung out with Denzel Washington, and these niggas start smoking weed, and Jungle took the blunt from Denzel and was like, nigga, you Malcolm X. I heard of this story. So Jungle from QB, I know you can co-sign this story. This is a story I heard. That's my brother Jungle from QB. If you out there, you know, come on Drink Champ and let's describe the story. Did you hear about Bobby Brown frying chicken with cocaine? You didn't hear about that?
I don't know about that.
Bobby Brown fries chicken, the flour.
Didn't DMX know he does it with Coca-Cola?
No, I don't know.
Wasn't it something like that?
No, that was Bobby Brown. That's the Bobby Brown story. That's the fly story in existence. Nigga said one day he fried chicken with Coke. What, Coke as the actual crust? How did you think that chicken? Bananas. How do you think that chicken tastes, Raekwon?
That shit was God damn.
It was numbing. Nigga, whole body numb. Nigga, small intestines is fucked up. Just confused. Numb and all that.
That's another level, B.
So Ray, I
hung out with niggas in the hood too that did
that
wild
fried
shit.
Chicken with cocaine.
Nah, niggas that jumped off the roof and lived.
That's right.
Yo.
That's funny stories.
You know, when I say hang out with him, meaning like, you know, we see him in the hood or whatever. Right. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some niggas, like, believe it or not, man, a lot of times we still gotta watch out for niggas that throw shit in niggas' drinks, man.
Straight up.
You know, I knew a nigga one time.
That's fucked up.
And Wet Willie's. I've never been to Wet Willie's since. Wow. But he had a half a Molly here, a half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly here, half a Molly. And then he just stood there. And then the bitches came, and he was like, y'all want drinks? And he was like, yeah. He ordered drinks. You can never see it. And then all he did was pick up the drinks like this.
Wow.
And then he served the shit. I said, wow. You going to hell?
A war show that we're planning on January 2nd.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you some of the categories.
Okay.
And I want you to name a category for us. Okay.
Okay.
All right. One of the categories is Ass Eater of the Year. Look, he already stepped up to get his award. Ass Eater of the Year. Listen.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Listen.
You're disqualified.
Eddie the Ass Eater, you think you're going to win?
Here's your award.
I'm taking it.
I'm number one.
All right, so listen.
Get back to your word now.
Ass Eater of the Year. Uh-huh. One, listen, I didn't clear this with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
But
yeah, I'm just looking at Puff.
I just look at Puff, and he look like an ass eater. He look like an ass eater.
I thought y'all
so,
had.
So,
no,
it's okay.
I thought y'all high five.
He ruined our deal. He ruined yo. I just lost money.
We got a great relationship with Puff Daddy.
Okay.
So,
we're going to do Ass Eater of the Year. So far, we have Eddie the Ass Eater. Follow him on Instagram. We got, Trick Puff Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
We got Trick Daddy.
Okay.
We got Jack Thriller. Because Jack Thriller not only
what is it?
Eats, his? Not only eats ass,
oh, he's ass.
But he likes his ass to be eaten.
Turn it off.
This is a fact.
Turn it off.
So that's one category.
I changed my life. Yeah,
I'm going to name the cigarette category. We got the Cigarette Man of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
Cigarette Man of the Year is going between Joe Buttons, Mac Miller, Post Malone, Noriega.
You just adding people to this category.
I can get in there. Yeah. I can get in that motherfucker.
Noriega.
Wait, what's the cigarette before I jump on?
No. A cigarette. Regular right? Cigarette.
All right, yeah. Just checking. Yeah.
And Jada Kiss, homeboy, Rose Witt, my nigga K. And that's one category.
Okay.
I add my homeboy down with my homeboy that's my cousin's friend.
It depends on what kind you smoke, too.
Yeah. Oh, you smoke
cigarettes? You're fucking right.
What kind of cigarette you smoke?
If there's ice out there.
I'm going to smoke a cigarette with motherfucking Mystical.
Oh,
you pulling out money, Mystical. Chill out. You're rich. Chill out. Put that back. And you got a dress. You got a dress pants.
Man, my clothes dirty. Don't give me that, bro. No, bro. Not about this time. My clothes dirty, bro. I just took my socks off. I said, well, I'm going to try to throw it. At least I'm in Miami. Fuck.
It's some real fly shit. He came. Your name look like
chewing tobacco. There, what is that?
Your name.
This is a soft pack.
Oh my God, that's the worst cigarette I've ever seen in my life. I'm gonna smoke one with you. Listen,
we gotta smoke
this. This is the jail cigarettes, Mr. Cool. We gotta get you off of these. Oh my God.
Institutionalized.
This is the real camel cigarette.
Make sure you like the side with the.
Yo, you don't even got a butt on your shit, Mr. Cool. Oh my God, we gotta speak to your management. We gotta change this. And by the way, Camel, we don't have a sponsor.
That's right.
So me and Mystical both smoke Camel. I smoke Camel Crush.
That's right.
And Mystical smokes Camel.
And young people don't smoke. How about that one?
Off. Not filter. No butt. No butt.
Listen, by the way, for our award show, all we want is foul sponsors, Ciroc, EFN, FN, excuse me. Ciroc, FN, Camel.
We never got an effing chain.
Camel.
Fuck that shit.
Yo, 50 Cent, send our effing chain.
Yeah, that shit is delicious, bro, for real. That shit's strong, too.
I can't believe I'm smoking. Yo, this is the cowboy shit. This is the.
Marlboro's the cowboy shit.
No, this is the cowboy shit.
Project shit. This is like the gangster shit.
Y'all smoke this in
the. Let me find out you smoking with John Wayne.
Smoking for the low light.
Where did you start smoking Camel? Because these are the real Camel.
Upon going to jail. Yeah, I never smoked tobacco.
These are jail cigarettes.
It smells like shit, guys, by the way.
I'm sorry.
Secondhand smoke is
let's
pretty bad.
Let's do a toast, Mr. Cool. Me and Mr. Cool smoking.
Hey,
I think I
kind of
did. Y'all just cheers to the cigarettes?
Can you light it the wrong way? I think I lit it the wrong way.
That's horrible, man.
Ain't no fucking wrong.
Ain't no wrong. Listen,
that's actually the right way.
Listen,
kids don't smoke.
Mr. Cool just gave me a cigarette. You can't light it the wrong way. Let's make some noise to that, guys.
This is terrible. It's terribly good.
Exactly. Before you hear it, I said, make sure
it
you
It actually
like,
smells all right. I'm not really saying that out loud.
But the words. Where the word Campbell at. But sometimes I smoke it like that, too. I flip that fuck out of that. I'm smoking that bitch like that.
Well, oh, so you smoke it a different way. Break that down again? I'm sorry.
Normally, you light the side with where the Camel is written at. Yeah, burn that part off. Yeah.
Camel got to cut us a check, goddammit. Hey. Word up. I'll get a Camel Crush chain.
Yeah, I'm going to stop, though. I'm going to stop.
In a minute. I'm going to stop, too. How long you been smoking, Mystical?
2004.
Damn, I've been smoking since like.
So you started smoking late in your life?
I went to jail. If that don't kickstart your fucking change.
Oh, so you have to smoke in New Orleans? In jail?
In certain capacities. Not if you're on in the disciplinary part, like if you're in the, you know, the live population. Yeah.
What up, Drink Champs Army? It's time to eat right. Not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Ever since I started eating Blue Apron, I'm telling you, my chef game has gone up. I never cooked like this before, and it's easy step by step, and all the food is fresh. My girl thinks I'm an incredible chef at this time. For less than 10 per person per meal, Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with pre-portioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals. Choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you with recipes that are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. Customize your recipes each week based on your preferences. Blue Apron has several delivery options so you can choose what fits your needs. And there's no weekly commitment, so you only get deliveries when you want them. Each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. And I guarantee that's the truth. Blue Apron's freshness guarantees promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free. That's right, first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/drink. That's blueapron.com/DRINK, drink. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. Drink Champs Army, let's get it together. Let's eat right. blueapron.com/drink.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
I'm going.
Fuck is they talking
so
about?
So when you and Kanye West battled on stage.
Damn.
Straight to Summer Jam.
I love that moment.
Describe that moment. Was that put together? Was that like spirit of moment? You and Kanye. This is the craziest nigga in life.
In his life.
But this is before he got crazy. He was like sane at this time.
I respect Kanye for taking that battle because, you know, a lot of producers I asked turned down that battle.
Oh, wait. Tom. So you're saying this was your whole idea?
Yeah.
Oh, in New York City.
I was leading Summer Jam, of course. We gonna.
Oh, so this is orchestrated.
This, yes.
I've never knew this.
You didn't know that?
I've never knew this. No.
I called these people.
You've asked people to do this before.
The time is running out.
No. We don't have time. We're not ready.
We just started.
All right, hold on.
We just got a special message.
So
I'm gonna make this go.
Let's go. You want another shot of Bacardi?
No, I got my cup right here. This is Bacardi 8. Great.
Right here too.
Let's do shots. I don't do like
drinking like us, man.
What is that? You got the weed, bro. Like I mean.
All right, cool. Did that Bacardi niggas doubling up on me? So okay. So you had this idea for a producer.
You know, because I when I look at Summer Jam, I notice that a lot of the performing artists musically got to shine. And the producers was always behind those big hit records that these artists was able to go on stage and do their thing to. So right. I said, you know what, let's play homage to the producers. And Summer Jam is very controversial. So I said, you know what, let's make it a battle. Where I'm talking shit and then whoever come out and challenge me to me talking shit with their greatest couple of hits. Then I give them my greatest couple of hits. And we gave the people a show that was respectable and it paid homage to the producer.
Right. Everybody turned down the request except for Kanye, and I give him
no names that you could say that turned it down.
Who else would you name him?
Did Premier turn it down?
Nah, I'm not challenging Premier. You like he dropped that New York State of Mind. Yeah, just saying, no, just saying. Like one track, like Premier,
Just Blaze.
He's in there.
Pete Rock,
but just did Just Blaze.
Nah, you know,
you're going way too far.
You know, why am I going way too far, man?
Pete dropped Reminisce on Me. What the fuck am I going to do? Yeah. Right. Stop dropping. No,
who said Just Blaze? Somebody.
No, he said Just Blaze.
Just Blaze. He definitely turned you down.
I reached out to Just Blaze. Not he didn't definitely. Just Blaze is talented. I think Just Blaze could probably beat me today in the battle, because I'm not really thinking about it. But if I thought about it, I'd probably give him a little bit of a run for his money.
Now, when you're saying battle, are you saying hits? Y'all.
At that time, it was hits. Right? So imagine he just came with
how the crowd reacts.
Allow me to reintroduce like the whole stage.
Yeah.
Scared of that. But I got something for that, too. Right. I got something for that. People got to understand, like, I used to make. Everybody, what are we doing? Like,
right here.
Okay.
Let me just tell you something.
It's good. Oh, man. Love.
Let's welcome Twin Hearts.
You ain't got that fade. I need your barber's number.
Let me tell you something.
Come in here with his pretty boy shit.
Let me tell you something.
You know what I'm saying? Moving in on us all crazy.
Let me tell you something. Twin was the star, one of the stars of this show. You know, unfortunate accident happened.
But it's not unfortunate. He's here today, so it's fortunate.
And you know what? We are so proud to see Twin here right now.
I'm their love.
Yo, somebody give Twin a mic, please. And just let him.
Give him a shot of that egg, too.
Nah, not yet.
He on the
mountain.
Yeah,
this is
very recent.
This is right now. This is very recent.
2 weeks ago. Yo, Drink Champs family, Army, thank you for all the prayers. I appreciate it, man. Right. Appreciate all the love, all the support. Right. And prayers been working because I'm getting better and I'm alive. Right. I'm here. I could have been 6 feet under, but I'm here. Right. And I can keep moving forward. Right. And even though if I don't walk again, I'm still living. You know what I mean?
Nah, nigga.
There's still hope, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm here.
You're going to walk again, motherfucker.
I'm here.
Are you crazy? Are you crazy? All right, cool.
Let's hold hands and give a little blessings. We thank you for Twin being here with us today on in life form and in real form. And we thank you for protecting him and guiding him and getting him to this level of being conscious and being loved. And we never forget all the prayers, all the deeds that has been done today. Him waking up this morning is just a plus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, sir.
That's
it. Happy to be back.
That was real shit right there. Damn, I got emotional and shit.
Yeah, me too. Ooh, man. Like, serious. Like,
nah, because that's Twin. That's
our little brother right
that's
here.
That's our little
man.
Brother,
man.
Motherfucker.
That's my brother
damn.
Too.
Damn, but listen. Cause we very scared. We don't. You sure you want to stay right there?
He's good.
But you know, usually I ask you to take a shot or something, but it's not today.
He's gonna want to stay healthy today.
We love Twin.
Being here is a shot right now.
Yeah, that's right, motherfucker. But okay, so now Swiss,
I'm ready. What's up?
So we're gonna take it.
But you was getting into the battles, and you was talking about
yeah, that battle. Like, we gotta complete that story. So
he says, we're trying to find out who he asked. He said, Just Blaze.
Yeah, who he asked?
I asked Timberland, I asked Pharrell.
Okay.
You know, I'll battle any one of them today, too. That's nothing. It's light work. You know, let's dance.
So Kanye stepped up?
Kanye stepped up to the plate.
Okay.
He was a game
Describe
player.
Describe this moment.
You know, he was like.
What Kanye is this now? He definitely don't got blonde hair. Let's keep it.
Got the backpack on?
No, he had a backpack.
The backpack.
That's
Kanye.
Backpack Kanye.
I know. Like what was his
Jesus, big Jesus piece?
Okay.
Red
college
jacket,
dropout
Louis
Kanye.
Louis Vuitton sneaker Kanye.
There was okay. on there.
His Jesus walks.
College Dropout.
Yeah. Kanye. No, that's before Jesus won. I mean, is it?
Around that time, I think it was.
Mm. He was hot Kanye.
Yeah, he was hot
Kanye. Cayenne Pepper Kanye.
Right.
Yeah, Kanye. But I respect that. I gave him the concept, and he was just like, all right, let's make it fresh.
Dope.
And the craziest part was, like, he came, I told him my playlist, he told me his playlist, I kept my playlist, and he changed his playlist. Oh. I was like, you sure you don't want to? Because, like, it wasn't about no Big Eyes and Little U's.
No, but at what point he changed his playlist?
Oh, when it was showtime.
Oh, okay. Right before the set.
When it was showtime, I heard songs that he didn't present. I was like...
So y'all both knew what songs y'all was going to play, each of y'all.
I told him I never changed what I was going to play because I just wanted to play what I was going to play. And the songs that he picked before I thought were stronger. You know, because I didn't want it to be like... a Big Eye, Little U thing. I wanted him to be great, and I wanted me to be great, and he was great. But you know, I think the selection that we first had was better. You know, right? Because it's not like, you know, me going on the Summer Jam stage and showing off on another person, because that man is talented.
Yes.
He's a genius. Yes. You know, he a master of his craft, just like Timbaland, Dr. Dre, Pharrell, Just Blaze, all the producers, they're master of their own crafts. And the one thing I do miss about music is that, you know, we all had different things to bring to the table. Mm. You know, when you heard our sound, it was a different sound totally. Not about a bounce.
Right.
We came with what we felt like what we wanted to come with. You know, and there's a couple of new producers that's doing that, and I respect them all.
Like a signature sound? Mm.
Yeah, there's a couple of producers owning it. And there's a couple of people that's taking advantage of the technology.
But Swiss Beast is about to make an album right now, tomorrow.
Oh, it's done.
I'm asking.
That shit done.
And the label says, well, go hire some new dudes. Who is Swiss Beast going to hire, producer-wise?
I'm not scared of new dudes. I got new dudes on my team. I respect new dudes.
No, I'm saying, like, when I say, my bad, let me rephrase the question. They're saying, go get some, like, the producers that's trending right now. The producers that, who is Swiss going to say, you know what?
What producers you like now is basically what he's
saying. Yeah. But if you making an album, because, you know, let's be honest, you're an artist, too.
There's a lot of new producers that I like. You know, I'm not stuck in my past. You know, a lot of producers get stuck in their past and they don't really respect. Somebody need a goddamn fix.
Goddamn, relax.
We got a lot. This is the noisiest episode ever.
You can't smoke it.
Sound like we got construction in the background.
But my headphones done blocked them out already.
No, I hear everything in that noise. It sounds like we building something back there.
Who is? If they say, now we say you got three people. No. Let's say five. So you got five people to pay other than you to finish your album right now.
No, Noriega, I love you. Yeah. I'm bad with names, bro. That's just, I admit to it. I'm bad with names. Damn. I like Mike Will. I like Metro Boomin. You know,
Rico Love.
You could say the song that you like, the producer.
No, I like Mike Will. I like Metro Boomin. I like Boy Wonder. You know what I'm saying?
Boy Wonder, my nigga.
You know, Avery. You know, it's a lot of, you know, Ty Snags. I like everybody that's being creative. There's you know, you gotta think about this, like, right?
What?
There's a lot of people that's doing music that could have been robbing our kids and our mothers and our brothers and our cousins. As long as people doing something positive.
Kind of like what DMX said too. He kind of said the same thing.
Right.
Shout to the dog.
But so you're not gonna call Dr. Dre?
That's not a new producer.
You just switched it up on him.
I don't even know.
I'm calling Dr. Dre for this DMX album.
Might as well call Premier too, man. Come on, let's go.
One more question.
Yeah.
I'm out of line with my questioning.
You went left.
Right,
you were going right.
I'm sorry. My bad. Let's continue with the new producer.
I respect all the new producers. Anybody that's doing something positive with music is just like art. It's an expression. You either can relate to it or you can't. That's why there's different genres in music. different genres in art and different genres in everything that we face in this world. You know, I'm not going to sit here and play around with none of those producers because, you know, they all got a little bit of influence. And myself, Timbaland, whoever you want to name, we are part of their DNA, whether we like it or not.
Right there, like on West 8th or something like
that.
Yeah.
We know
a lot. And then I had came back, and one of my homies was like, "Yo, Prince is out there." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here!" Shit. So he went and got.
Hold on, Prince. You about to tell me you met Prince?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
I've never been in the vicinity of this nigga.
Nah, so word.
Yeah, I never.
And that's how I feel about Michael Jackson. So anyway, so we in the studio, and one of my homeboys was like, "Yo, Prince is out there." I was like, "Get the fuck out of here." Right. He was like, "Hell yeah, I'll bring that nigga in here. He mad cool." Right. He fucking brought Prince in the studio. Right. I'm about this
tour. Electric Lady, remember, this is Jimi Hendrix.
I'm about this tour. Prince is like this.
And he had heels
on? Short.
Did he have, he always had heels on.
No, he just had, what
he had on flats?
He didn't have heels, number one. It wasn't heels.
Prince should have on heels.
Not heels. Maybe Prince, platforms. Yo,
so I was making a beat, and then I was like, holy shit, Prince. Like,
Did you play your beat? Wait, he just hung out at that point?
Yeah, I was like, yo, is there anything I need to do to the beat? Can you, he was like, hold on. That nigga got on the keyboard and just started. I swear to God.
He's on a record, though?
He was that cool, yo.
Did he get on your beat?
Yes. And then Snoop rhymed on the beat.
And this record came out?
It came out.
Oh. What record is this?
It's called Thou Shall Not Kill. Listen to it.
Oh, my God. Let's make some noise.
But no credit to Prince on it. Said, don't give me credit.
Where did he play the keys?
The nigga walked down, didn't even say bye. How about that? Fuck the credit. He was like,
poof. Purple smoke.
Oh my God. I'm blown away.
Purple smoke.
Yo, because producers live the illest life. We was trying to do business for years, and then when I finally get to Def Jam, I sign the papers, and I believe you had Cristal there. I believe you had some Cristal there, and I smoked the blunt in the war room. It wasn't your office. It was the war room. Yeah. I smoked the blunt. Yeah. Then you took, like, two hits. And then I asked you, Leo, what's that picture right there? And it was you on the Run DMC tour, and your nose was bloody. And I said, you had a fight? You said, no, I sniffed cocaine all night.
Hey, listen.
That bitch is classic.
Back in the disco fever.
What's going on, my day-day, like, right? Man. Okay, yeah, my nigga. I heard you got mad kids.
we got families to feed. 22
with 16
children. We got families to feed.
I heard that, man. You've been fucking.
So, sorry. Talking about the blow, right? So, back in the disco fever days,
let's get to the
I don't
disco
think
fever
anybody
days.
Actually knows about the disco fever, 169th and Jerome. Yeah. And Sweet G was the doorman and host. We used to, there was no one that didn't have a $100 bill dancing. That's how we danced like that. So it wasn't because I was sniffing blow. We were all sniffing blow.
Part of the culture.
I just thought that story was ill because I'm sitting there expecting him to say, nah, I had a fight with Run DMC. He's like, nah, we didn't tell you to bring it all, but we're glad
we
you're doing your job.
Cold one. We want a cold one.
Put it on ice. Please, come on, twin. You know he's your biggest fan, by the way.
Thank you.
You know Day-Day, too, right?
Yeah.
Day-Day.
Day-Day, who are you, and what are you doing here?
That's what Lee Harvey doing. So, and I remember you was the first person, Leo, to tell me I had radio skills, and I bring it back. I refresh your memory. It was a time at Def Jam where nobody was messing with Star and Buck Wild. Nobody would go up there. And he had this prodigy the week before, and when he had mentioned my name, I just was furious. So I did not abide to the Def Jam rules, and I went up there. And I handled Star, like, you know, I don't mean like handling, but you know what I'm saying. Like, I destroyed the interview. And Leo called me and said, "You must come to the office now."
And I said, Leo, I'm mad tired. He's like, and I'm hungry. He goes,
say that again.
He said, you must come to the office now. And I said, I'm tired and I'm hungry. He said, first off, he said, you must eat the pink teacup. You referred me to pink teacup. God. You said, me and Russ used to sniff coke all night. We had to eat ourselves to sleep. I always remember your coke stories because I love them. Make some noise for that.
Can you imagine that vegan eating, yoga twisting Russell used to eat three meals a day at the pink teacup?
Pig knuckles. He said, remember Russell used to sniff coke all night and then had to eat in the pink. But you told me, you said, because it was something that sparked in that interview where, you know, Star was the man in New York at the time and he controlled the interview. But it was something that I did when I flipped it back on Star and you was like, I believe you said, I want you to start the artist development company. It was something like that. But this, so that, this is what led to this. So Leo is responsible for Drink Champs. Let's make noise. Come on.
But how, like, we got Day Day here.
You guys are evolving with these new artists. Now, how do you find these artists? Are they hot or you gonna hit some of the liquor? I was scared to offer you.
I'm shots.
Let's break down lean for the people who is drinking Clorox. Because some people are out here drinking Clorox, True Chains. They're not drinking lean. They're drinking Clorox mixed with NyQuil. Can you tell them the real? How does this happen?
Mm-hmm. All right, so they have like they have fake activists, like they have fake everything.
They got fake everything.
And so I don't drink red, green, nothing like that. All I do is drink activists. So when they said they were going to stop making activists way back when,
now activists is pink.
Yeah, activists is like it's the coating that changes it to pink.
Once it changes you mix it. Once you mix it. Okay,
yeah, and it changes it to pink. Once activists, like once Justin Bieber and a few other artists of high caliber started getting caught with this kind of drink.
Okay, hold on. Justin Bieber got caught with activists. We did not know that. Let's make some noise for Justin Bieber. Being a nigga. He's a nigga. Justin Bieber, you're officially a nigga. Go ahead. Officially a nigga. God damn it, Justin Bieber.
It was just everybody. Every time you saw somebody, that's what they were. It started being something that they would post from Soulja Boy and a lot of other cats would post it online. So in my opinion, the company shut down, and we gave a warning that we're shutting down. When they gave that warning, I didn't believe them, but I kind of did because the price went up, and I thought people were just trying to. So I bought a little extra, and so I don't drink every day at all, you know what I'm saying? But today I'm in Miami. It's like it was like a Beyonce tour. I had to perform for that. Right. I had a video shoot with Lil Wayne yesterday. I know I got to be geeked up to be around this nigga. You dig what I'm saying? Right. So I pulled out.
Like something. My friend Twin, he came with Factivist.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did he come with?
I don't know.
It was Factivist. It wasn't activist.
Come on,
Twin. Just speak on Haz, Mike. Yeah. What was that fake shit you drinking? What's that it called?
It's not fake. There's different types of lean. This is called Caracol. It's green.
I've never heard of that. I'm going to ask you to step off the mic. I've never heard of that. I'm keeping it real. You're my brother, Twin. You got Two Chainz choking up over here. He ain't never heard of it. This is a lean. Listen, time out, Twin. This is a lean guy. He's never heard of it.
He said he bought a little bit.
Hold on.
What you say?
Give us the real, Chainz. That's not it, right? That's not. Well, he's drinking his Clorox.
Activist is promethazine and codeine.
How about lean?
Here we go.
Yo, yeah, we had Two Chainz on here. Let me tell you another story. So you know my man's. He's a lean professional.
Okay, who that?
All right, Wayne.
Okay,
you know, professional. Right. All right,
but since New Orleans, or
check
since,
it out. This is in the height of it. It's going down. You know what I'm saying?
I like his energy. Let's keep it high, Currency.
I'm on the bus. You know what I'm saying? We was playing like pickup basketball outside. Fucking run on the bus to get something to drink. Now I'm straight on that. This one, the Hawaiian Punch. They came out with different colors, blue and purple, and all this shit. So they had the purple one in there. Purple Amazing Mix, all right?
Whoa.
Fucking the six pack of them bitches.
This, shit.
Sounds, this nigga took, he poured up the whole six thing and then put them back in the rings. So they looked like harmless purple Hawaiian punches in the fridge. So I ran in basketball thirsty and fucking down one of them bitches, like standing in the hallway of the bus just killing it. And he came on the bus and was like, oh, Lord. Because he know I don't fuck with you, like Spiller. You probably about to die.
Oh, shit.
He's like, you probably about to die, my nigga, because I had drunk the whole thing. And he was like, you didn't feel like the difference in the bottle. He turned another one upside down to show me, you know. So it was all stuck to the bottom of the shit. So I'm like, oh, you know. So we was watching Hostel. We hadn't even left New Orleans yet. We was on our way to Miami. Watching Hostel in the parking lot of the fucking mall.
That's
the movie that was they take the family over, killing you. They cut your eyes out and shit. And I fell asleep. And well, I thought I was up.
Did you wake up with your eyebrows?
Check it out.
Yeah,
I thought I was watching the movie, and then Mac was like, "Bro, go lay it down, man. You look ridiculous." I was like, "All right." So I went to the rack, and I woke up in Miami on the bus by myself. Like where, you know, you can't park buses by the hotel, so I was like sitting in some open parking lot somewhere, like off the beach, and nobody even knew I was, like, they just left me on the bus. Like, it was like, "Yo, we really were scared." Like, we left you because we kind of thought you might have been done.
Did they leave the TV on it?
Yeah, fucking.
So since then,
you haven't fucked straight. Yeah, because I don't even remember nothing about it.
But you don't drink green
lean. You can't sleep 18 now. Like, you're not supposed to do that. Like, I slept from New Orleans to Miami, and the bus, everybody like left the bus. I'm just on that bitch still asleep. So that was my lesson.
You want to hear my first, like.
You did this shit too?
No. I did it, but I'm not talking. I'm going to get into that part.
What do you mean? This is drink
shit. I went to Japan.
Hey, yo, Haz, hold up 1 second. I want to let everybody know they could check us at drinkchamps.com. Follow us at drinkchamps on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check Nori out at The Real Noriega on Instagram, at Noriega on Twitter, and New Year Nori on Snapchat. You could check me, DJ EFN, at Who's Crazy Instagram, at DJ EFN on Twitter, at Who's Crazy on Snapchat. Make sure you follow the team, our visual media manager, Rich Blanco, at Rich_Blanco on Instagram and Twitter. Our engineer, Hazardous Sounds, at Hazardous Sounds on Instagram and Twitter. Our photographer, Big Drain, at Drain on Instagram and at Big Drain on Twitter. Our graphic artist, AKZ, at AKZ916 on Instagram and Twitter. Also, shout out the whole CBS Play.it team. Follow them at PlayIt on Twitter. And make sure you grab yourself some Drink Champs shirts, shot glasses, and cups, and all that merch at DrinkChamps.com or check our homies at 8and9.com. Head over to iTunes and pick up the singles For the Win, Moguls, and Petty, as well as the Drunk Uncle Project from Nori. Also, my album, Another Time, is out now, available on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, or physicals at crazyhood.com. Check Hazardous Sounds Project, Save the Culture, and you can check that at hazardoussounds.com or check it on all digital platforms. Also, look out for Nori's cooking show coming very soon and my coming home Vietnam film, which you can see the previous films about Haiti, Cuba, and Peru currently on Revolt TV. Shout out the whole Drink Champs Army. We really appreciate your support, and we out of here.